We've had months of windup, and it looks like we're finally going to be at a first pitch. We're less than a month away from the first primary in Iowa. So on Saturday, all but one of the six major Republican candidates returned to those now very familiar debate podiums, this time at Drake University in Des Moines. The structure of the debate so far has been pretty predictable. One candidate becomes the front runner, and in the next debate, that guy or girl is picked apart by the rest of the crew. And current frontrunner Newt Gingrich definitely took his share of pot shots on Saturday, but this time he wasn't alone. There were plenty of pot shots to spare from Mitt Romney, who's in second place. And it was actually Mitt Romney's exchange with Rick Perry that gave us the most memorable line of the night.
I'm just saying, you were for individual mandates, my friend.
You know what? You've raised that before, Rick, and you're simply wrong.
It was true then.
No.
It's true now.
Rick, I'll tell you what. $10,000? $10,000 bet?
I'm not in the betting business.
Ron Christie joins us now, Republican political strategist, political contributor for The Takeaway, and our co-producer, WNYC's political website, itsafreecountry.org. Ron, I got to ask you, obviously, that $10,000 bet immediately went crazy on the blogosphere all over the place. There's now an attack ad about it saying Romney is divorced from empathy with the average American. Do you think this is like kind of a tempest in a teapot, or is this going to stay and haunt him?
Well, I think a little bit of both. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
I think Governor Romney, for having worked with him in the last election cycle doing debate preparation, these folks are so disciplined and they are so trying to be in tune with everything that's going on that the one thing that you can't coach for and the one thing that you can't help folks on is that unvarnished moment. And I think that's what we saw. We saw an unvarnished moment where the first thing that popped into his head was, you know, Governor Perry, I got $10,000 that says that you're wrong. Now, Celeste, I don't know about you, but I don't go around making $10,000 bets to folks. But
because I
for
can't
Governor
pay
Romney,
it.
Yeah, I was going to say. but I think for him, that was just a natural thought. And the notion that he's somehow way divorced from reality or out of touch, I think is a little bit misguided. But in the political silly season, which this is, I think that moment's going to live on for a few more days and maybe a couple of weeks to come.
All right. Well, let's find out, actually, the truth of the bet. Bill Adair's with us, editor of PolitiFact and the Washington Bureau Chief for the St. Petersburg Times. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Celeste.
All right. So had this bet gone through, if Rick Perry had accepted this bet, who would have won it?
Romney would have won. This is a claim that we've heard before in another debate, that there were actually two editions of Mitt Romney's book, and what Perry was saying was that in the first edition that there was a line that said the Massachusetts individual mandate should be the model for the country, and that Romney then deleted that in the paperback edition. And we've checked into that thoroughly. We've looked at both editions, and we found that Perry is really grossly exaggerating this, and we've rated it mostly false on our Truth-O-Meter at PolitiFact. And the reason is, if you look at the wording, what Romney was really doing was, even in the first edition, which was written before the Democratic health care plan became really unpopular, what Romney was saying was, this can be an approach that other states can adopt, but he was not saying that it should be the model for the country. In fact, he was using it to sort of emphasize the choice that states can make, and he's been relatively consistent about that. So we rated that mostly false. If we were going to award the money, I think we would give it to Romney.
Maybe that's why Perry didn't take the bet. But since we've got you here, Bill Adair of PolitiFact, let's kind of fact check a couple other things. Beginning with Michelle Bachmann, she started, of course, famously talking about Newt Romney. But she was talking about cap and trade here, and she accused Newt of supporting cap and trade.
Well, Michelle, in a lot of what you say just isn't true, period. I opposed cap and trade. I testified against it the same day that Al Gore testified for it. I helped defeat it in the Senate through American Solutions. It is simply untrue.
So who's right here? Is Michelle Bachmann right or is Newt?
Bachmann is right. We looked into this last week. Newt said this a week ago at a forum, and his comment back then was, I never favored cap and trade. And we looked into that and found, indeed, he had. And there is, of course, that famous public service announcement video where Newt and Nancy Pelosi are sort of oddly sitting on a couch in front of the Capitol. And that there was a period back then in 2007, 2008, when, of course, there were a fair number of Republicans who were supporting cap and trade as a way to fight climate change. And back then, Newt indeed had said in an interview on Frontline that he was supportive of cap and trade. He made it contingent on having a tax incentive program to encourage businesses to invest in solutions to this. But he was for it back then, and then, of course, backed away, as so many Republicans did, and has now taken a strong stand against it. But Bachman was right. Newt has supported cap and trade in the past.
Now that's Bill Adair of PolitiFact and also Washington Bureau Chief for the St. Petersburg Times. Let's go back to you, Ron Christie. Mitt Romney gets criticized for being flip-flopping all the time for changing his positions. Is that going to also stick to Newt Gingrich?
Well, I think it will. I think the longer that folks see the former speaker as a viable political candidate to take the Republican nomination, the more they're going to dig into his background. And I think there are many inconsistencies in the former speaker's record, his background. And the question becomes, are voters willing to overcome some past indiscretions, some past flip-flops, if you will, and center around him because they view he's the most viable conservative in the race? Or do they say, gee, you know, I think of all the candidates on the stage, I think Governor Romney stands the best chance of winning the nomination. So it's going to be interesting in the next, say, 20 days. I mean, we're just a few short weeks away out from the Iowa caucus to see what the voters have to say.
All right. Ron Christie, is there anything you'd bet $10,000 on?
No. The only thing I would say to that is maybe $10, Celeste, you and I, we can afford $10, but $10,000, no, not so much.
I'm good for $10. Bill Adair, is there anything you're so sure of you'd bet $10,000 on it?
I bet that the Truth-O-Meter is going to be busy in the next 3 weeks.
That is a sure bet, my friend. Bill Adair is editor of PolitiFact, Washington Bureau Chief for the St. Petersburg Times. You can check out the entire fact check of the debate at PolitiFact. And Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, political contributor for The Takeaway, and our co-producer WNYC's political website. It's afreecountry.org. Thanks, gentlemen.
Have a great day.
Thank you much.